Omar Rav, Toil Beroich, Toil Beroich, Einut Zorich, Lohov, Einut Zorich, Lavorich. Meaning somebody who's Botseya, he made the brocha, before he ate the piece of challah, he was mafsik, now you're not allowed to be mafsik. What he said was, Tol Baruch, Tol Baruch. He took a piece of the challah, and he gave it to the person next to him, and said, take from the piece of bread. That's not a hefsik. Again, lechatchila Ramos says you're not allowed to do that, but it's not considered a hefsik because it's lotzorech the prusas hamitzvah. Hove melach, hove lifton, bring salt, bring something to put on the bread. Tzorech levorech. That's not directly for the prusas for the mitzvah. Rabbi Yechonam, hafiu melach, hafiu lifton, I mean tzorech levorech. It's for the tzorech hasuda. And some achrayim learn it means even. Okay, we'll come back one second. Gvilaturi. Mix the morsan for the shore, the food for the animal food. Tzorech levorech. What does that do with me? But cheshes, I'm not. I feel gvilaturi nami eno tzorech levorech. It's also not a hefsik. To Omer Rabbi Yehuda Marav, os lodim sheyechal kodim sheit meichel abahemto. You're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals. Shenemar, v'nasati eisa besodachol liv hemtecho, v'hoda v'chalta v'savota. So that's how we come out, as in Shulchan Aruch is. You're not allowed to be mafsik l'chatchila, but these type of hefsekim, anything that's a tzarech hasudo, even feeding the animals, is not a hefsek. It's not considered a hefsek, you don't have to make the broch again. It's interesting, some point out, the Loshen is Tol Baruch, said it twice. Who said Tol Baruch? We have to say it twice. They're trying to emphasize that even four words, Tol Baruch, which is more than Tol Kedei Dibur. Because Tol Kedei Dibur is three words, Shalom Alech Rabbi. Even though it's more than Tol Kedei Dibur, don't think only if it's Tol Kedei Dibur, it's not a hefsek. Even if it's more than Tol Kedei Dibur, as long as it's Tzorech HaThing, it will not be considered a hefsek. Also, others add that what is the chiddush in Havei Melech, Havei Lifton, that you need it, you will soon see, you can make a mitzvah in Havei Melech. We'll soon learn that in our type of bread that we have today, we call it pasnikiya, we don't really need salt. You don't really need it, the din of having salt on the bread, because the challah is already, it's tasty, it's good without it, but still, even if I want it, I want to have some salt on my bread, it's also not a hefsek, because it's tzorech hasud. You shouldn't make the betziya. The melach, whatever you're going to put on the bread, should be in front of everybody, because or else you're going to have to make a hefsek later. You're going to have to give to the broker to go get the salt. So better set up, be prepared, and don't make the betziya till you have everything in front of you. Rova by Shmuel, he called the Bei Reish Goluso. He came to the house of the Reish Goluso. Afikolei Rifto, they brought out bread. He made immediately, he made a moitzi and he made the betziya and he didn't wait for the salt to come. We just said you shouldn't make the betziya till the salt's in front of you. Omrlei hodar mar mishmaitze. Did you have charota from what we just said that in a betziya v'shoy liftsoa? Omalu les dein tzorich boishesh. This bread doesn't need to be weighed. Here you don't need salt. Why? Because this is, Rashi says, it was pasnikiyoi, and it doesn't need lifton. That's all the poskim say, our bread is pasnikiyoi. We really don't need melach. Why do we have melach on the table? If you look at the top tesis, towards the bottom, not else this reason. This is a bemedrash. It's a Kabbalah dicker reason. She is really yeshen ala shulchan umamtinim zeh zeh. At she yitlo ledeim vehim belo mitzvahs hasot mekatreg aleim. Ubris melach megin aleim. Some sort of protection comes from the salt. Or the Ramon brings another chazal. We're trying to bring another chazal that another rem is that shulchan that what do you call shulchan domal mizbeach. That's the idea that we have sold today. Sitting, because look at Rashi. When it's about to stop, he's nervous. This shouldn't be splashed. Is al raglov umapsik, so he stops. Amar Rav Kahana, before tichuach afilu b'amida, because then you're not worried, because it'll be absorbed into the earth. There's no nitzaitz splashing back. V'lek afar tichuach, if you don't have absorbent to earth, yamed b'mokim gavo v'yashin l'mokim madrin. As if there's a mokim madrin, a slant going down, the American line won't bounce back. V'amar Rav Shmuel mishmei de Reb Chiya, achar kol achilosho echol melach. After you eat, you should always have some melach. V'achar kol shtiyoscho, healthy. So at the end of the meal, when you finish eating, have some melach, and when you finish drinking, you should have some water. Tanya nami hochi, acha kol achilosro echol melach, v'acha kol shtiyosro shesei mayim v'yatom az nizak. You won't be harmed. Tanya idoch ochal kol maichu v'lo ochal melach, shosa kol machkim v'lo shosa mayim, v'yoyim yidak min reyach hapeh. Because some sort of bad odor. Ubalailu yidak nei askiro. Askiro is something that develops in the throat, sometimes lower down, it comes up, and it stops the breathing. It can choke. They have a word for it. Diphtheria. Yeah. Also, it's an interesting thing in Shulchan Aruch, Ramos says that we're not makpid on this anymore. To always finish off with salt or water. So Ramos says, because all of our foods have salt in them, essentially, and all of our drinks have water in them. And the Magen Avraham adds, also nishtanu hatvoim. On this, what? Who? Nishtanu hatvoim. On this we say nishtanu hatvoim. Things have changed. Ton Rabbonon, hamakva achiloso b'mayim. He makes his food float, meaning he fills himself up with water afterwards, till that's if the food is floating. It's good that that's why drinking a lot of water. It's good for the digestive tract. Healthy. The kamo, how much? I'm a chizik kitten lapas. A pitcher for every loaf of bread. I'm Rav Mori of Yechidan. Horogel ba'dashim. Type of beans, lentils, I think. Achas l'shoshim yoim. If you keep in your diet adashim once a month, is monea askur mitoch beiso. That will stop askur, because Rashi says askur comes from constipation, and adashim is a laxative. So it's good to eat it, keep it in your diet once a month, but don't overdo it, says the Gemara. I will call yoim alo, my time, shim the kosher l'reach hapeh. What a tight reach hapeh, it's a bad odor. Yeah. Vomrav Mori, Omrav Yechen, Horogo, Bechard Lachas, Lishloshim Yom, mustard seed, the chveis once a month. Moinea Chaloyim Mitoch Beis, it will prevent disease. Apparently it was a healthy thing. Avol Kol Yoyim Alo, don't overdo it. Don't eat mustard every day, my time. Oh, Shem Dekosh Lechush Nalibo. It's bad for the heart somehow, it weakens the heart. Omrav Pchir Barashi, Omrav Harogo, Bedogim Kitanim, small fish. Eino Bole Decholom Eayim. Won't keep the digestive system running well. V'lo'od, not only that, shedogim k'tanim mafshin u'marbim, it's good for period of arrivia, u'mevarin kol gufa shalom, so in general, keeps you in good health. Om Reb Chama b'Reb Chanino, horogo b'ketzach, that how they pronounce it, ketzach, 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 some sort of a black seed, they have an English word for it.
Ketzach.
Yeah, some sort of a, it's a... Fennel, okay, so I think it's a black seed, Rashi said somewhere. Yeah, it's ever shchayr, dumb little pill, looks like pepper seeds. Ainu bole de cave lave, keeps heart pain away. So we're saying that ketzach is a good zach. What?
Psychological.
I would have thought it meant hearts. What? I don't know. Cave lave usually means heart trouble, no? Meisip shim gamliel, but it's a good thing. Whatever. What?
This is heart pain.
Okay, Shimon got me. So Shimon Omer Ketzach Echod Mishishim Misamone Amovesu. Not the best thing in the world. It's the 60th of death. Vayoshin Lemizrach Gorno. If you sleep on the east side of the Goyrin of Ketzach, where they pile it up when they make it, is Domo Berosho, because the west wind is a wet wind. Rashi says, and it'll bring the Reyach into the goof. You'll breathe it in as you're sleeping, so it's a dangerous thing to do. So it looks like ketzach is a bad thing. So the Gemara, loy kash, interesting. Hobe reich, hobe taimoy. The reich of the ketzach is not healthy. The tam of the ketzach is healthy. Ime de Reb Yirmiyo, If Yirmiyah's mother, Afyala Rifto, she would bake him bread, umidapkale, umakalfale. She would put on the ketzach on the bread as it baked till the bread took in the tam of the ketzach. But then she would scrape off the ketzach so he wouldn't smell it when he ate it. But she wanted the mile of the tam, what about the rest? So she had it there and baked, the tam went in, and then she took it off so that he never got the reich. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Borei Mina Deshoyim, and Machlokes in the Mishnah. We say on all vegetables, all basically things that grow from the ground, we say Borei Pri Adoma. Rabbi Yehuda, we said, was more specific. He said on vegetables, Borei Mina Deshoyim. And on Zeroyim type things, if you remember, we had on Kaisis Achito, he said Borei Mina Zeroyim. He broke it down. What we make, one general brocha, Borei Mina, I'm sorry, Borei Pri Haaretz, he breaks it down into Borei Mina Deshoyim and Borei Mina Zeroyim. He's more specific in his brochas. Omer Abzeiri Vitema Reb Chinen Obapopo Ein Alochak Reb Yehuda. Omer Abzeiri Vitema Reb Chinen Obapopo My time with Reb Yehuda. Omakro Boruch Hashem Yoim Yoim V'chi Bayoim Mevoruch Enoisoi B'layla Ein Mevoruch Enoisoi Boruch Hashem Yoim Yoim Eloloim Aloch Kol Yoim V'yoim Ten Lomein Berchoisov. Every day, Shabbos, give a Shabbos to Kibrocha, Yontef, Mein Yontef. Isochanami at the Fashtanet, Kol Minu Min Tenlo, Mei Ein Birchoisov. He's more specific in his brochas than we are. Point out some Achreine of a good Zach here. They must start off, Ein Aloch Kareb Yehuda. What's that? Vashtay Bedos, Yochab Ramah, Yochab Ramah. Why would I think Aloch Kareb Yehuda all of a sudden? Because he has a posuk backing him up. He wants to bring a posuk backing him up. Well, the Gemeit Efshadoi, we should pass it like Reb Yehuda. Ain't all Reb Yehuda. Vom Reb Zevi Temi Reb Chinen Ba Poba Bo Rei Shaloke Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bosa V'Dom Midas Bosa V'Dom Kli Reik On Malzik. An empty vessel, it can hold something. Mole Ein, it's full, it can't hold. HaKadosh Baruch Ein, it can't. Mole Malzik, what's full holds. Reik On Ein, what's empty doesn't hold. Shenema V'Yomim Shomo Atishma Shomo Atishma. If you learned once im shamaya is soifcha that you'll hear more. I mean, the more you know, the more you'll know. V'im lav, if you didn't learn the first time, if you don't pay attention, is a lav tishma. The brach is similar idea. Shamor biyoshin, if you chazer over what you learned, tishma b'chodesh, you'll be able to learn new. V'im yifne levovcha, if you at all you don't, is shuv loy tishma. You won't learn. Okay. They had one thing yesterday. We said the Gemara said yesterday. Amravashi, family by Lechemishi, we said the Noketarti Botzachar. He held both and he cut one. And then we said yesterday there are those who hold that you have to break both. It's this next piece of Gemara. Reb Zeir Ava Botzah Kula Sheirisa. We learned yesterday. Rashi learns that Kula Sheirisa meant you take a piece big enough for the whole meal. But there are Rishonim, the Rashba learns that Botsa, Ava Botsa Kula Sheirisa means he broke all the breads. That's what it means. Botsa Akula Sheirisa. He took two in his hand and broke one. He was Botsa Akula Sheirisa on both. And that is the mark for the going. The going Takapaskin is like that. And he says you have to be Botsa on both. That's where it comes from. Okay. Right there. If you make a Bori Pri Adomo on Bori Pri Eitz the Kazachin, you Yotze. While Peiris Ha'oretz Bori Pri Eitz Fakert, you make on Peiris Ha'oretz Bori Pri Eitz, lo Yotze. V'al Kulom, im Oma Shehakol Nia B'dvoro, Yotze. With the Yevin, if you make on anything Shehakol, you Yotze. Look, the Gemara. Mantano, who is this Tana of the Mishnah? The Iker Ilon Arohi. Meaning that, what's the Rashi there? That the Iker, the Paris, is the ground. As we look at the Paris on the tree as going from the ground. That's what we're saying, that you can make very Priya Adomo on a Priya Eitz. Who is that? More links it with another machloikis. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Yehudahi. The Tnan, Yove Shamayon, V'niktzatz ilon by Bikurim. If you had a Beis HaShalchan, let's say, which is, you know, itself irrigated with its own mine dried up. Or more important for us now, v'niktzatzu ilon. You had fruit, you took it off, then the tree was cut down. There's no more tree. What do you do now with Shibikur? Maybe ve'ena kairi. The Tanakhama says, maybe ve'ena kairi. Why? Because you can no longer say, Rashi says, minu adoma shenosatali. This will expire. Because since the Elon is not there, it's as if there's no adoma. Because the Tanakhama looks at it that the pears grow from the tree. We somehow don't relate them back to the adoma. Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the kairi, because the adoma is there for the pears too. So it was a, well, links it up. That's Rabbi Yehuda who said maybe the kairi. He looks at the pears as coming from the adoma. He's the one who says in the Mishnah that in birech and pears ha'oretz boire priho adoma, you can relate back the pears to the adoma is yotzer. The Tanakhama there who said maybe the ena kairi. Because once the tree is not there, there is no more adoma for the pears. The pears, we see as growing from the trees, they will hold that you can't make a bore pri adoma on a pri eitz. It's an interesting too, shtel. Who? On what? Look, that could be Tosis' problem. Many achrayim, that's Tosis' problem. What's Mayan doing here? But let's just look at Nixas. It could be Mayan's a different reason. Toys says, that's a summer coin and learn that Toys. That's a bothering Toys over there. What's going on with Mayan? Mayan's a different problem. Now, this here is an interesting thing because here, we do Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda. But here's a little better because our Mishnah, forget, our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Toys says. And here we do Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda because it's a Stam Kavos. So it's not so simple because it's a stam vachach machloikis. There's a lot of populum in the achroinim here. In the Rambam, in the old Rambam, Zataka says, Birach haperis o'ilin bori priyo adomo, it's lo yotzo. It's lo yotzo, but they all claim that's a mistake. You really should say yotzo. Fine. Al peris o'oretz, you make bori priyo eitz, you're not yotzo. Okay, that lechur is partial. There's no eitz over there. Pshita. The Chiddush is in Rebbe, another Rebbe Yehuda. He claims Chit is called an Elon. So, okay, then maybe I would think that you can say of Chit and those kind of things, because he somehow considers those things Elonis. Where's that Rebbe Yehuda? By Chet Eitzadas, the Sanya Elon Shoch, Amimeno Odomarishin. That was a tree over there. It says it was a tree anyway. Remeo Megefen Hoyo. Shein l'chodover she maybe yololo al ha'odom elo yayin. Shenema v'yesh b'nayim v'yishka. What brings tzoris? Nothing brings tzoris like yayin, and this fruit, whatever it was, they said that's brought misa to the world. So maybe some stomach was gefen. Reb Nechem yomet te'eno hoysa. She bedover she neskal kolobo boniskinu. Shenema yispo alei te'eno. Tyson Sanhedrin gives the marshal. They bring that marshal that one of the Melech's sons was niskalkable, one of the shivchas, so they threw him out of the house. Then he came around begging, so nobody would look at him except for that shivcha that he was niskalkable. Same thing here. He was chayt, he wanted to cover himself up. None of the Elonis would deal with him except the Te'ena, who he fell in with. That's how he learns. Rabbi Yehuda Mechita Hoysa. Sheinatinik Yodea Likris Abovim Achiyitam Tam Dogon. Tam Dogon gives das, whatever that's. Tinik Shigila Das is always of a certain amount of. He can digest a certain amount of Dogon. Dogon gives das. So this was it's a das. He holds it schita. Whatever it is, you see, called schita and Elon. So I would have thought maybe Kevin Machan, according to him, you could make a bore create some things that go from the ground. Like my name. So I get that. I mean, hold on, Rabbi Rechita Menilon, Leborich, Alebebe Priyates, Kamash Malon, Nitase. What's taki together of eitz and adomo? Eichem Revachin and Bori Priyates? Eichem de Kishaklis Leila Pere Isa Legabzo. You take off the fruit, the tree, the branch remains, Vahodamapik. All fruit trees, the fruit falls off this year. The tree remains. Next year gives fruit weiter. That's called Bori Priyo Eitz. But vegetables generally are not that way. When you take off the tomatoes, the season ends, that's the end of the tomato plant. Aval hecha de kishaklis le peri, less the legabzo de hodemapik, there's nothing left of the tree to give out peris. Lomer vachina nale Bori Priyo Eitz, elo Bori Priyo Adoma. That's your rule of thumb. There's the funny things. The berries, there are middle stages which gets very complicated, like strawberries, that kind of thing. strawberries, the tree disappears in the winter, but it will grow back next year. Is that called hodagavza or not? There's a standard tree, the tree stays there. The other ones, you got to replant the bush. Here, the bush comes back, but it disappears in the winter. Those are the middle grounds, which gets a little hazy. Okay, akulim amom shahakul. The Mishnah says, shakul works on anything. Itmar. Ravuno om achutz ven apasu min ayayin. On pas in yayin, it doesn't go. Rabbi Yochanan om afilu pas v'yayin. The truth is, we really had a storm of the Gemara like this. If anyone daf yud beis, Noka Kasa the Chamri had a cup of wine in his hands. He thought it was Sheikh. He started off saying Shahakal, then he finished off saying Bar Priyak Gofen. Zog the Gemara, there's no problem, Shita. Because even if he finished off Shahakal, it would be good. The Gemara there was Soysen that Shahakal works on Yayin. It's a Machlokes Amaruim, but Lamaisa, the Gemara's already Soysen that way. Now they all claim, Tosfos right, we pass Kentak, it works on anything. Like we said yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan v'Rav, Halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. So we certainly go pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav Huna. But there are Achreinim ways. The truth is, the Tos could have brought a better right. You see the Gemara and you've been able to say some that way. Okay. They have to pull them how to get out from that. But that's how we hold. Now, there comes this a very bumpy piece of Gemara here coming. Name a ketanoi. The Gemara wants to make this machloikis, toy with a machloikis tanoi. Roa pas, the oma kama noa pasu, boruch hamokim shebro, that's what he said. Yotze is broch. Roa taina, oma kama noa taina zu, boruch hamokim shebro, yotze, divi reme. So leave out taina. The truth is, the Rosh says taina, you don't even have the gears because we're dealing with pas here. But he can make us a different broch, a different nuscha broch, and says it's good. Rabbi Yossi Yoyim Mekol HaMishana Mimadbeya Shetovu Chachomim Bebrochis. He made up his own Madbeya. It's a different, it's a change. Lo Yotzi Dechavos. We'll get to it. It's all in 607. We have time yet. Lo Yotzi Dechavos. Neimo Zogmo Av Enchin Sushda. Rav Huna Doma Rabbi Yossi Birchon Dekremei. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Shaka works, so he holds like a mayor, meaning you don't have to use the exact broch. He's okay. The Tzushta Rav Huna is a modern one. They want to say Rav Huna is Rabbi Yossi. Because Rav Huna said switching brochas doesn't work. And that's what Rabbi Yossi said. The problem is Rav Huna said it on Pasin Yai. He didn't say it on everything. Shaka works on tomatoes. Shaka works on apples. Rabbi Yossi seems to be saying he can never change. It's a very modern Tzushta. What do you mean, Rabbi Yossi? We don't know. Like, you're saying much broader statement. It Tosis says that Rabbi Yossi would hold, and it's, at this point we would think this wouldn't work, but Shahakal would work on other things, but not on. And it's, basically, Achreinim explained what the Gemara means is Reb Yochanan is pinned with Reb Meir, that you can make a change. Rav Huna could be Reb Yossi. Doesn't have to be, because it could be broader, but it could be. That he, Rabbi Yossi, said his thing, when you make up a completely new broch, you're out the window, zero. But in Shahakal, there's room to maneuver. You could work it out. It's like a one-sided name of Ketanoi Abyssal. What? What can we do? We're stuck. It's name of Ketanoi. Can we do it? Because Rabbi Yochanan must be Rabbi Meir, and Rav Huna could be Rabbi Yossi. That's basically how it'll come out. It's not an exact setup. It's not. Then the Gemara breaks it all together. Omelach Rav Huna. Another Amre. I feel a Reb Meir. I can live like Reb Meir. That's an interesting thing. Because he's saying, you can't say Shakal on Pas, but you can say this new bracha you made up. Yeah, this bracha in a way is better than Shakal. Why? Ad kan lo kam Reb Meir hosam lehecha dekom matkish made the Pas. He said Pas in his bracha. Kamano, what did he say? Kamano Pas zeh bracha mokim shebro. Abel hecha lo kam matkish made the Pas. I feel a Meir moide. Meaning this made up bracha in a way is better than Shakal. Because Shakal is a very general brocha. This is a new, you made up a new term, you made up a new matbeah, but you said pas in there. Un Rabbi Yochanan go the other way. Okay, that's already, we really already knew already, because we said that Rabbi Yossi could be worse than Rav Huna, really, because nothing works. Rabbi Yochanan, I know that I'm a feel of Rabbi Yossi. Well, I said Shakal works on pas, and he said this doesn't work. I can't look on Rabbi Yossi, Hossam, Lishim, to come a broch, Lotkin, Rabbona. He made up his own thing. That's why it's no good. That's called Mishan, Rabbi Shtov, Chachom. He didn't make up his own broch. He used the Matbeya Chazal made up. Shackle, he misplaced it. Avaloma shackle, ni yibidvod, that kinabona filabyesim moide. Fine. Binyomin raya korach rift, he ate bread, vioma brich more the high pito. Psechana shinim ad beya. And he said, brich more the high pito. Omarav, yotso, is yotse. He's yotse. Okay, that's like a mayor before. Look at that, almost okay. The Homa Rav, your problem. Ko brocha shein bo askoras Hashem, ain't a brocha. The Homa brich rachmano mori the high peat. They said Hashem. For being in sholish brochas, once he's going to bench and not on before. Some of the brocha afterwards. Truth will be, it'll work on the one before too. But for being in sholish brochas, how could you say it's a benching? And let it be that this is a valid brocha. And he said Hashem. But where's your gimel brochas that we need? So do I know how it's all it means? My yotze de komarav, not my yotze de brocha rishoina. That's all he meant to say. He's yotze de birchas hazon. By saying, v'rich rachmono moredai pito. Now, my komash, when anybody say, what's the chiddush? Afal gav de omra b'loshin choyl, mean because he didn't say it in loshin kodesh. That's a mishnah soita. Tanina velon emorim b'chol loshin, pasha soita. When she answers over there, the koyin over there, when he's he can say it, we state chumash, or he can translate it. Vidui ma'isa we have this week. Lo biyat mena b'tomei ukrishma utvilo ubirchas amazon. So birchas amazon means a mishnah, it's a kosher b'chol loshin. So what's Rav's chiddush? It's a sal kedai de chamino. That's a good thing. This that it says over there, yetz b'chol loshin. That means if you translate the brocha chazal made up. You take out the art scroll and you read in English the Brenshin. He not only switched the shyness, he switched to schoit. That's a two-step change. That does his anchidish. He said in English what they said in Loshen Kodesh. Gufo, Omar Rav. Kol brocha shein bo askaras Hashem ain't a brocha. You need a shem. Reb Yochanan Omar, you need more than that. Kol brocha shein bo malchus ain't a brocha. You need malchus. And as the Rishonim point out, so now we'll have to go back to the Gemara. He asked before Binyamin Raya. He said brich moradai pita. But the Gemara gefragt, what happened to askaras Hashem? So he said brich rachmono moradai pita. The truth is, you'll have to say now he actually said brich rachmono. Malka Moradai Pita. And the Rosh has a girsa that has that in the Gemara. No, apparently not. That's more like Pita. Melech implies more. Taisus says not only Melech, you have to say Melech Oilam. Taisus over here says. Yeah, and Taisus says, if you say Melech without Oilam, you gotta say the Baruch over. The Melech Oilam is Leikuva. No, not any shem. That's what the Gemara says. Omer Abayi Kavosi de Rav Mistabro. He has a brisa. Some brisa is actually Mishma Isa Sheni. Has a deal. Also, why they brought this? Not that. It's Mistabro. Why? They write our week's parsha. The Sanya Lovati Mitzasech Lo Shochachti. Lovati Milavorechecho. I didn't forget to say the bracha. Lo Shochachti Milahaski Shimcho Olof. Now the Brisa says what? I didn't forget to make a brocha, and I didn't forget to be maskid Hashem. It doesn't say, and I didn't forget to be maskid Hashem u'malchus. Vilu malchus lo ketoni, tashtiko mash like Rav, Rabbi Eichel, nishgefela. Tanev, al shachachtim l'aski shim chal chutzcho, olof. Not the end of the world. The saga is a very famous, you have in Rashi in Chumash this week, Rashi brings, he brings it like the Mishnah says it. Lo shachachtim milavarecha, to make a brocha. There's no brocha midoraisa. Welcha brocha? The brochas are all midabono. I mean, the Mizrachi Rechen is a famous Sabeli Mizrachi. It all talk here. Doesn't mean the nusach habrocha. At least in the right. This Gemara sounds like it does. But the brisa itself doesn't mean our brochas. It means I didn't forget to praise you when I did the mitzvah. There is a inyan midoraisa to praise a Kodesh Baruch Hu when you do a mitzvah. Doesn't mean this brocha. That certainly wasn't there then. Yeah, that's what this pashtun asmachto. That's what the tzlach says. This happens to be a mishnah. This is a mishnah ma'aseh sheni, but the lashon is a little different. The tzlach says that's why we brought the brisa here, because the brisa is clear. It's an asmachto. It has a ganze cheshbon. And then we're talking about the bracha we're talking about, because that's what the Gemara needs here. And from the fact that it when it discusses the nusach ha-bracha, it only says Shem and not Malchus. Rabbi says a shikol mashma like Rav. And the Birchen says it's put those words in the brisa too. Very good. You just saved the whole tzlach. I got to call him tzlach. You did in about 3 seconds. Let's go. Baldova shein gidulim in oretz oma shakel niyeh b'varla choymetz vinegar noivloitz. We'll see in a minute. We'll see in 1 second. It's a problematic type fruit. Valhagoyvai grass. I'm kosher grass. I'm zom shakel niyeh b'varla. Reb Yehuda holds an interesting thing. Kosher min klola ein b'varla. These things you don't make a brocha altogether. They all come through a klola. Choymetz is spoiled wine base. Noivloitz we'll see is not ripe. Same type of grapes, dates that doesn't ripen properly. And goyvai, as they call him, you don't make a broch of chalal and things like that. Hoyel afon of minim harbeker, that's a sugi for tomorrow, kedimus in brochus. Rebudom yesh benev min shiva, all of whom mevorek. He holds min shiva. Zayin aminim takes the precedence. Chachomim, oyim mevorek, leis a min shiyirza, which means chovib. We'll see that tomorrow. Tana rabbona, dover shen gedun lomorz, kegim b'shar behemus, chayis, voifis, meat, v'dogim, omashakal niye bedvor, ala cholov, ala beitzim, ala gvina, omashakal. This interesting things that spoil, not they're not spoiled past that ability, but they lose their kick. They go down to shakel, pasha ipsha, moldy bread, I guess, yayin shehikrim. They got a good word for that. Rashi says butir. I don't know what it means exactly. It got thick. It's spoiled. It's spoiled. Okay. Again, not spoiled past drinkability. Valatavshel shavatsuroso. It got old and spoiled. Oh, meshahakol. Alamelech valazomis we had back there. Alamzomis is either it's some soup or salt water, something like that. Valkmeim pitrius mushrooms. They have a word for pitrius. One is mushrooms. They have a word for the other one. Truffles. Okay, I think people call them mushrooms. What kind of things you make shahakal? Oh, mushakal. Frank the Gemara, remember the Kmein of Pidgeys, Lav Gedula Karkin. Look, that's what you're telling me. It says Dovashan Gedula Menorah. So one of them is mushrooms. You're telling me that mushrooms, Kmein of Pidgeys, not Gedula Karka? Vihotanyo, Hanoidem Peiriso Oretz, Osir Peiriso Oretz, Umuter Bekmein of Pidgeys. They're not called Peiriso Oretz. But, Imomako Gedula Karka, or like, if you ask the Gedula Karka, Osir Ape Kmein of Pidgeys. So you see, Kmein of Pidgeys is Gedula Karka. If a person takes a nether and asks Kmein of Pidgeys, I'm sorry, asks Gedula Karka, he's also Kmein of Pidgeys. Zetman the Kmein of Pidgeys is Gedula Karka. This Bryce seems to say it's not Gedula Menorahs. Amar Abai, what the Gemara always says, Mir berobu me'aro. They grow from the earth. They attach themselves to Kalim. They grow from the lachluchas that comes up from the earth, but they're not directly yoinek from the karka. Minke lo yanki me'aro. Good, but lemais it's, so they are gedule, but says al dover shein gedule minoritz, Tony. Calls them ain gedule more. You're telling me it is mir berobi from the ground. Tony, you have to change the brisa. Tony, al dover shein yoinek minoritz. It is gedula, but it's not yoinik, and that also we make a shahakal. But ala noivlus. Now, what's a noivlus? My noivlus, Reb Zeira v'Reb Eloye, chad om a bush lekamra. Bush lekamra is a controversy. Rashi learns bush lekamra means bush means bishul, kamra means heat. They were ripened, over-ripened from the heat. Either the summer was a very hot season. They got verbrent on the tree. And they're not what they should be. Obviously, they're not as good as they should be. Bush lekamra. They became ripened from the heat, too much heat. So they go down a step because they're not as good as real dates. Tamar dezika is just dates that you didn't get around to pick. The wind took them, blew them down from the tree. Tanan, Reb Yehuda, Omer, Koshu, Min, Klola, In, Mevorchel. One of those things he was talking about is noivlus. He holds on noivlus and make a brach altogether. Look around, say, Bishul, on the bush, the camera, Hein, the Klola, Min, Klola. That's a Klola. It was ripened in a way that was a Klola. It was too hot. And I got messed up. I understand. Elamanda, Omer, Tamar, Dezika, my Min, Klola. What's the problem? What's up doing Min, Klola? Dates. So the wind blew, they came down. Not wrong with him. So, Gma, Shor, Eno, Chanami. According to that Monday, you have to say, he wasn't referring when he said Klola to Govai, noivlus. And chometz, it was referring to goyvay and chometz only. Good, but frankly, more better kasha. Ikedami bishul vando ama bushla karmo hainad machin alayim shahakol, because they're not as good as they should be. They're not proper dates. It's like an ishtan alegreis. You make shahakol on tamar dezika. Why in the world should you make shahakol? So I have an apple that fell from the tree. Correct. You don't make the berry pizza, an apple that falls off a tree. What's going on over here? Elamando ama tamar dezika shahakol berry pizza shahakol berry pizza with boil the bruchay. Ella zog the Gemara, no, we make a mistake. There's no machloikas. Neuvel is an arm mission, and zicha means bush lakamra. Ella ben neuvel, stoma, kule amma, lo pligi, the bush lakamra, ninu. When it says neuvelois in the Mishnah, avad it means bush lakamra. That's our mission, that's why we make shahakal. This machloikas, you misplaced from somewhere else. This machloikas in neuvel is the tomorrow. There's a Mishnah in Gemara that says neuvel is tomorrow. Over there they have a machloikas, not here. Keep pligi, ben neuvel is tomorrow. The tanan, hakalin, shebidamai, the easy, I mean the cheap things, and what's a din in Demai? What's a din in Demai? If I buy it from an Amoritz, I have to take Maisa Misofik. These things, I don't have to take Maisa. I can assume the Amoritz took care of it. Why? They're very cheap. And he's not going to care. He's not going to worry about it. These are cheap Zachen. Hakalan Shebet Demai. Hashitin. Okay, it's all types of cheap types of fruits. They're not choshev, so he has no problem. Shitin, vorimin, vouzridin. Most of them are types of dates. Uzridin is a type of a berry. V'no shuach, v'no shikwa, v'gufnin, v'nitzwa, v'noivlis tomorrow. Shitin, v'asidas. Amar Rabba B'chon, Rabbi Yechem, min te'enim. Okay, it's a type of te'enim. The going says white te'enim. The Bach do him. Min te'enim, wild te'enim. Okay, what? Good, that's a fig, that's a box, that's correct. Riemann, Kandi, I have no idea what that is. Any translation on that? Who?
Lotus,
you say? Okay. Okay, fine. Uzridin, Tulshi, it's the Paris of the Uzrid Bush. Some sort of a berry, I think. Benoy Shuach types of dates. White dates, not white dates. They grow in long cycles. Benoy Shikwa, Omer Baba Bachon Rabbi Duvli, which the Bach says is some sort of a crossbreed of dates with an armon fruit. Okay. Gufni is Nitzpa. What's Nitzpa? Any chaitch on that? No, Nitzpa is, I'm sorry. Gufnin is chili gufne, late bloomers. Nitzpa that we had before is parcha, that's the tzlaf tree. Neuvel is tomorrow, what is that? Here's the machloikas. Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Zeir, Chanam abush lekamra, Vechanam atamah dezik. So I'm thinking, abush lekamra is very good. Hainu diktoni, akalin shebe demai, sveikun, what does it mean? Demai, you don't have to maise. Because he's sichatuk. But if it's vada, you'll have to take maize. It's a fruit you have to take maize from. Good, bushel kamin, got to take maize from. Why not? The pot to hova doin chayiv elamando matamer deziki vadoin chayiv hefkerin ninu. Fruit loaned down from the thing. The bederek klal the balabos is mafke. You pick up something from hefker. Hefker's part of an amaisa. Hocham b'mayaskin shoson goyren. If you take some that's hefker, let's say only takes like a chik chapei, he's part of an adin on tumas amaisas. But if he makes a goyren, and the Gemara Saita says a goyren basode. People don't know he's a noni. People don't know it's Efka. They see him making gats a pile. They think it's his own. So midrabon, and you have to take ma'isis. And the Gemara says, in the soda, in the ear, they know who he is. But in the soda, it looks like another farmer. Is hukvul ma'isis. Good. Igedamre, bishlom olamando matamre deziko. Hainu da hochu koilo novel storm, osam koilo tomorrow. Say you good. In the our Mishnah calls it Noivlis because that's Bushli Kamra. That Mishnah calls it Noivlis to tomorrow because it's Tamar Dezika. But if you hold the Madama Bushli Kamra, that the Mishnah in the Mai also meant Bushli Kamra, so how come the Mishnah by us calls it Noivlis and the Mishnah there calls it Noivlis to tomorrow? Nis the Idavidi Noivlis to tomorrow, Idavidi Noivlis. It's Goma Kash, when it's Shre. And the Goma comes out that the Noivlis in our Mishnah is Bushli Kamra and the Noivlis in that Mishnah is Tamra Dezika. Just Agav, it says in the Mishnah you make a broch on chaymes, that's an asik, because the Gemara in Yuma says, if you eat chaymes, you can't be a potter. It's not edible. So the simple way that's us, so the Rosh says, we're talking here, it's diluted. We're talking about diluted chaymes, not direct chaymes. It's diluted till it's drinkable.